council services are going remote across the regions during lockdown. Alexandrina Mayor Keith Parks joins me to talk about his region's response to the restrictions and some news about the business plan and budget, including good news for farmers. Hi there, Mayor. How are you?
Good morning, Jenny. How are you? And good morning to your listeners. And I hope they're all staying safe and warm inside and doing the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk budget in a moment. But first, what is the go with council services in Alexandrina?
So this is a full lockdown. It's probably the most significant one we've had, even right in the early days. We weren't quite as constrained as we are. So we're totally locked down. We are down to absolute emergency field service work, not even mowing lawns and doing things like that we used to be able to do. So we've got a 24-hour answering service on our 8555 7000, and there's a hotline for businesses which is 8555 7455. That all of our offices, libraries, visitor information centres, galleries, everything's closed. And this stage will stay closed until the 28th of July. So, but there's people on the end of the phone. If you ring that during normal business hours and then after hours, they've got an answering service and they'll look after emergencies. So, and we've got people available to assist, you know, vulnerable members of the community who need essential supplies. And so if people know somebody who's unable to leave their house for some reason to get groceries or medical bits and pieces, call our council number 8555 7000, and we'll make arrangements to help them. We just want to make sure everybody stays safe through this situation.
Great. Now, you've managed to approve a new annual plan and budget. What has changed since it was knocked back?
Well, what's changed is there were a couple of additional items that elected members wanted to have added to what the business long-term plan was, which added an extra $200,000 of debt to our financial situation. So we resolved that we'd approve the budget, but we'd work with administration to reduce that deficit over the next few months so that we come back to a budget which represents the long-term financial plan, which has because of this pandemic and the amount of money the government have put out, stimulus money, we've been able to bring some projects on, but it's meant we've had to go and borrow a bit extra, more than normal, to do these projects. But we'll never get another chance to get so much funding, and with interest rates so very low. So our business plan has a plan to start reducing debt in the next 2 years, which is what we're going to do, and we'll just stick to that. And we know that members of our community do get a bit concerned, but we never draw down our full debt, Jenny. It's just a line of credit. We use significantly less funds than are available to us, and we run it, you know, it's a business, and we run it appropriately. But we've got an average rate increase of 2.7%, which there's 1.2% of that is CPI. And then there's a 1.5 for sustainability, which is so that we can continue at the same level, but we have to sort of keep planning a little bit above to sort of maintain our assets and do extra things that are required as we get more and more demands. The Valuer General did some revaluing of primary production and rural living properties. That resulted in some of those properties having a significant increase in value.
Yeah, 8.3%.
Yeah, that'll affect their rates. It throws things out of balance. A lot of residential properties will actually get a very, very low, if any, rate increase at all. Some primary producers won't get much of an increase, but some will.
Right. So tell us about this discount, 17% to primary production properties.
Yeah. So we've always had what they call an 83% differential. So it means that all of our primary production properties receive a discount of 17%. At the end of the day, the primary production community represent about 16% of our ratepayer base, but they pay over 22% of our rates. So they pay significantly more rates than the rest of our community. So by giving them a discount, it brings it more in line to a level playing field. As we know, primary production is an industry which is either a feast or a famine. You know, some years it's fantastic, and other then you get a few bad ones. So it's a bit of an up and down thing. And we value primary productions as the biggest industry in our region, and it's an industry that we're very proud of, and we just want to make sure we look after it and make it sustainable for our property owners.
So how does it work? So it's 17% of the 8%.
It's 17% of the of the rateable of, so if you looked at if you looked at the average rate of say 2.7%, that would include looking at what if we took the overall value of all the properties and took the rate of and took all the rate of rate assessment of what we need to collect. So then you take a discount off of that, and then it's evened out amongst everybody. Comes out with that average rate increase. It's pretty complicated, bit hard to explain over the phone. It takes a bit to get your head around how it all works, and that's why we've got a good finance team. At the end of the day, it really does bring it more. It sounds like it's a good deal, but it brings it more to a level playing field. It makes it more equitable and fair to everybody.
And if ratepayers object to their valuation, I understand they can get in touch with the Valuer General. Is that
they
right?
Can.
And will they have much luck there, do you think?
Well, we have no say in it, as you said. It's the Valuer General. So on your rates notice, it'll have the Valuer General's figure, and you can challenge that, then they'll review it. They do listen, and if there's a good reason, they'll adjust it. But I think by and large they're pretty spot on with what they do.
The Mayor of Alexandrina, Keith Parks, is with us. The Gawler Wharf precinct has been given a boost. Tell us about this.
Yes, so we've got the major project, which is the Gawler Wharf upgrade, which includes everything around down there pretty well, including the building of Signal Point, which is needs a new roof and needs to make it usable for good exhibitions and things from the South Australian Art Gallery and the museum. We need to have climate-controlled air conditioning. So that's all part of a grant that we got from the federal government, and that's all going ahead. But we've been very fortunate through the Murray-Darling Basin Economic Development Fund to get $980,000, and we don't have to match that. That's a straight-out grant with no council requirement to add money to it. And we'll use that to do the internal fit-out of Signal Point. So we'll bring that up to a state-of-the-art facility with really high-tech electronics, IT equipment through there. There's a little theatrette in there. We'll bring that up to the latest in digital technology. It will just make it just a fantastic venue, and it'll bring it right up to the up to date with the very latest in that sort of field as far as audiovisual presentations.
Excellent. Oh, fabulous. Do you know when that project's going to be completed?
No, that whole project is to be completed before April 2023, which is that's when we have the next Wooden Boat Festival. And we want to be able to launch that whole precinct completely finished with the Wooden Boat Festival.
Great. Well, lovely to have you on the program today, Mayor Keith Parks. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks for it. Nice talking to you. And everybody stay safe and be patient. And hopefully we'll all come out the other end of this again, healthy and well.